Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to American Man on Blog Talk Radio. This is our very first show, and I am extremely excited about it. Guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. Once again, guest call-in, 323-642-1089. And we are on Blog Talk Radio. This is the American Man Show. The title of today's show is You Are That Man. You are that man. We're going to start with the problems. We're going to start with where we need to go from here. I want to encourage you, before we get started on our show, that we do have a Facebook page. The Facebook page's title is American Man. The Facebook website is facebook.com/RealAmericanMan. Today's show will be coming out of 2 Samuel chapters 11 and 12, where we will be discussing David's failures and what we can learn from his experiences and his interactions with God's prophet, Nathan. Listen in today. Call in. We would love to hear from you. American Man. So what's it all about? What are we talking about here on the show? What is the whole point? What is the reason why I created this Blog Talk Radio show? You know, man, the technology today, right? Tell you a little bit about myself before we get started. I'm 27 years old, and I grew up in a little small town in northeast Texas. Hugh Springs is where I grew up, and grew up there. And when I was 15 years old, I accepted a call in the ministry. I felt very strongly, and still do to this day, that God was calling me into the gospel ministry to share the gospel, to preach the gospel. And I started doing that at 15 years old. I had an awesome church that allowed me to grow up in that, and they gave me opportunities to grow and strengthen in my faith and in my speaking abilities, because that was something that I wasn't very strong in. And so they were very gracious and generous in those things. Out of high school, I went off to Bible college for a little while. I realized that I was way too immature to be doing that. I was straight out of high school. And so then I decided to go in the military. I went in the United States Air Force, and I was in the Air Force for 7 years. While I was in, got married to my beautiful wife, Molly, and we've been married now for over 6 years, fixing to be 7 years this year. And we have two beautiful children, a four-year-old son and a six-month-old daughter. And so I'm very, very blessed. We live in North Texas with my family, and the job that I do now, I basically work for a city. City employee, and that's about it. This is something that I'm doing on the side, not making any money doing this. Don't care to make any money doing this right now. This is just something that I'm passionate about, something that I just really feel like needs to be said. As I said in the introduction, we are going to be going over 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 12. If you are listening in, guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. Would love to hear from you. Once again, guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. We will be doing several of these shows. I'll be trying to do one every day if I can. It's just going to depend on my schedule. I'm going to try to get on a more consistent schedule for you, so that way you know when to listen in for our live shows. But for now, just keep in mind our guest call-in number, 323-642-1089. So let's go ahead and go into the Word of God. Before we do, like I say, we'll be in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and chapter 11 and chapter 12. Before we do, let's go ahead and have a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord. We just thank you so much for your many blessings. We thank you for everything that you do for us, God. We thank you for our families. We thank you for the ability to be husbands, the ability to be fathers, Lord, that influence that we're able to have on other people's lives, Lord. I just thank you so much for entrusting us with such a magnificent role, a role that is so vitally important in today's world, fatherlessness and a lack of a man in a relationship, a lack of men in our world that we live in today. Lord, I just thank you so much for the opportunity to be a man And Lord, I pray that this show would just lift other men up. Lord, I pray that it would be an opportunity, Lord, just to grow in our faith and our walk with you. And Lord, that we would just grow in our abilities to understand what it is that we need to be doing as men of God, Lord, as men that that serve you. And Father, I pray for the families that are listening in today, the fathers, the husbands that are listening in. I pray for each and every one of them, Lord. I pray that whether they're listening in live or they listen in later, Lord, I just pray that you just bless them, Lord, for listening, for wanting to know more, for the desire, Lord, to grow in their faith and their walk with you. And Lord, I just pray that you just be with us throughout our day, the rest of our day, and throughout our week. Or may we just be a shining example to those around us. I pray for our country and our leaders, Lord. I pray for leaders around the world. I pray for peace. And I pray for love. I pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, once again, the guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. Guest call-in, 323-642-1089. So let's go ahead and get into the Word of God. 2 Samuel chapter 11, and I'm going to go ahead and just start in verse 1. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they ravaged the Ammonites and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. It happened, verse 2, it happened late one afternoon when David arose from his couch and was walking on the roof of the king's house, that he saw from the roof a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful. And David sent and inquired about the woman, and one said, "Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" So David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her. Now she had been purifying herself from her uncleanness, and then she returned to her house, and the woman conceived, and she sent and told David, "I am pregnant." "I am pregnant." Verse 6, so David sent word to Joab, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." What's going through David's mind here? What is he thinking about? "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David, and when Uriah came to him, David asked how Joab was doing, and how the people were doing, and how the war was going. Then David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." And Uriah went out of the king's house, and there followed him a present from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and did not go down to his house. But he told David, Uriah did not go down to his house. David said to Uriah, "Have you not come from a journey? Why did you not go down to your house?" Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Judah dwell in booths, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camping in the open field." You're still listening to American Man on Blog Talk Radio. We had some technical difficulties there, and the call was cut out. I do apologize for that. Let's pick up where we left off. And let me just follow it up by basically just saying, and I'll just do a little bit of an intermission here. What is it that we're talking about? What is it that we're going over here? David and Bathsheba, right? David and Bathsheba. And what are they doing?
What is it that they have done here? They have committed a sin, right? They've committed adultery. Bathsheba belongs to Uriah, the Hittite. Where's Uriah? Uriah is out on the battlefield where David should have been, right? I mean, look at verse 1. In the spring of the year, the time when kings go out to battle, right? This is where when kings go out and they go to battle. But where's David? David sent Joab and he sent his servants with him and all of Israel. And they went out and they ravaged towns, they besieged towns. But it says, but David, he remained in Jerusalem. And in verse 2, I mean, look how it starts. And it happened. Late one afternoon, when David arose from his couch, minding his own business, right? He goes to the roof. He's walking around, and what does he see? He sees a woman baby. And he does what he should have never done. And it started, though, with that decision to not step up and be a man. Now, the point of this show, what I want us to get out of this show, and what this show today and then the overall American man mission of what is on my heart. It stems back to, I remember whenever I was going to Bible college, and I went to Bible college down in Henderson, Texas, and I would drive on the weekends back and forth between there and my home, my parents' home, which was further up in northeast Texas, and so it was about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive, and whenever I would drive between the two locations, there was a place in Longview, Texas, where and some of you that are from that area will know where I'm talking about. As you come in between there, and I can't remember the road now that it's off of, but there's a gentleman's club there, right? A gentleman's club. And now, where I grew up in northeast Texas, and you know, I lived a fairly sheltered life, I guess, when it came to that kind of stuff. I didn't ever see any of those. I didn't ever see any of those around. But here I am driving back and forth between Bible college, and I keep seeing this gentleman's club. And I know what it is. I'm not stupid, right? So I realize what's going on there, the lights, and then the, you know, they had some I guess, figures outside depicting and giving the innuendo of what was going on inside it. But I knew what was happening. I knew what it was about. But I just had to scratch my head on it and go, what do they mean, gentlemen? What is gentleman about that? What is gentleman about men, grown men, going into a place like that and watching topless women, barely clothed women, dance around and give them lap dances and all those things? What is gentleman about that? And that kind of started me on this journey of what is a man? And it's certainly whenever you look at the biblical definition of a man and what we should be as men based off of the Bible, and then you verse that with what we should be or what the world thinks that we should be, totally different, right? Totally different. I mean, the world would probably look at David and Bathsheba and go, hey, this is what we got going on, right? But I want to hurry up and get to a part because we don't have a whole lot left. Guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. If you call in, I'll stop. I'll talk to you for a minute. We don't have a whole lot left. We've got just over a minute left in the show, and we'll try to maybe extend these shows out to 30 minutes here in the near future. That way we actually have enough time to go over everything, and we did have some technical difficulties there. I do appreciate you listening in. We're just under a minute left now. Just under a minute left. Let's skip to 2 Samuel chapter 12, and I'm just going to go ahead and go to verse 7. There's a whole analogy that Nathan the prophet gives. But I want you to look at verse 7. It says, Nathan said to David, you are that man. Go ahead and read for me, all right? If you will go back to 2 Samuel 12, verse 1, go ahead and read that through. How powerful it is. David, or Nathan gives to David, Nathan is a prophet, he gives to David an example of, and David gets angry about the example, and he says, that person is horrible. Horrible. He says, that man deserves to die. And Nathan then says, Dave, you are that man. 10 seconds left. I want to just leave you with this. David ends up being called a man after God's own heart. No matter where you are, God can still use you. Thank you, American man.